KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, breezy, and 37 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered light rain today with temperatures currently, presently, in the upper 30s anyway. That's what we're looking for now, that we're calling for temperatures to be in the low 50s, but they have since dropped into the upper 30s. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A reminder that a flood warning continues until noon today. Forecasts in most of our area counties, except for off to the far west and southwest, where that's until 6:30 this evening. There's also a wind advisory in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for most area counties. And in the news this morning, the Nishnabotna River in Cass County has crested and is slowly receding.
You know, it was a long, slow process to get it to crest. Sometime early this morning, we crested out at just over flood stage, which is 19 feet, and we are now below 19 feet, 18.6, I believe, is the last I read.
That's Cass County Emergency Management Director Mike Cannon, who said also that the troublesome creek in Atlantic lived up to its name by flooding Olive Street from late Wednesday night into early this morning. Once the water receded, it left debris on the road, which was cleared off by around 7 a.m. Cannon said they'll take a look at the other county roads this morning.
We have had numerous reports from yesterday afternoon and through the night. I have not been back to our communication center, but I'm sure they've had more since. So there's numerous areas around the county where roadways, there's been barricades put up. Now some of those areas, I'm sure, have had the water recede. But secondary roads in the county and the city maintenance folks, it's going to take them a little time, probably in the light of day here, to get some of those barricades picked up.
Because of additional rain and winds expected today, Cannon says he doesn't see the floodwaters receding anytime soon. Now, the city of Harlan this morning issued an update on their road closures. The latest information shows that in Harlan and Shelby County, for that matter, Highway 44 is closed at 6th Street, Nishna Avenue from 1st Street to Oak Road, 6th Street from Chatburn Avenue or Highway 44 to Walnut Street in Harlan is closed. Utility Avenue between Chatburn and Industrial. Exchange Street between Chatburn and Stowe Ready Mix. 58 from Maple Road to Highway 59 is closed. Highway 59 is closed at the Corley Bridge or south of the Harlan Airport. Other road closures in Shelby County include Highway 30 from Highway 44 to Denison. They ask that you take Highway 44 to 59 and then back north to Highway 30. Highway 30 is also closed at Interstate 29, the Missouri Valley traffic to eastbound traffic. And floodwaters have forced Iowa officials to close roadways on the west side of the state, including Interstate 680 near Council Bluffs and a portion of Interstate 29. The Iowa DOT says a stretch of U.S. Highway 75 was covered by floodwater northeast of Sioux City, but a detour was in operation there. With last spring's flood still fresh in the memories of many northwest Iowa residents, authorities are concerned over early flooding with the snow melt and recent rains. Sioux County Emergency Management Director Nate Huizinga describes the current situation and what the county is doing to help out.
Well, at this point, the alluvial, I believe is the word for it, flooding is not river flooding or creek flooding, but it's the runoff that can't get down into the culvert because of the frozen soil. So that is still, running off at this point. So I've been assisting cities with requests for pumps if they need them. So far, most of them are using their own resources at this point.
Huizinga says he's offering pumps to cities that need them, but right now they're using their own pumps and that river flooding is still a concern as area rivers are rising.
River-wise, it looks like all of our rivers, the Floyd, Big Sioux, and the Rock, are all going to at least moderate flood stage. And I think two of them are going to go to major if the predictions hold true. The Big Sioux by Haywarden and the Floyd looked like they're going to go to major flood stage.
And he says the rivers are expected to crest today or tomorrow. The Rock River in Rock Valley has seen recent major flooding, notably last spring, and Huizinga says they're prepared for that.
Doing some prep work for that already the last couple weeks, just making sure we had the materials needed if, a larger sandbagging operation was needed.
They're monitoring the entire area, and Huizinga cautions drivers.
So we're asking people just to really be careful when they're driving, especially on some of the gravel roads in low areas. The gravel roads are really tough to travel on right now with the water and the frost coming out. They're getting really soft. Asking people just to be really cautious, slow down.
Along the Big Sioux River in Hayward, authorities are battling excessive water runoff as well. City Administrator Mike DeBruyne says that the river crest isn't the biggest concern at the moment.
We just have so much groundwater from all the melting snow and in the yards, and a lot of people are finding it seeping into their basements or filling their winter wells and pouring into their basements. So there's a lot of people fighting the water.
He says crews are doing their best to clear stormwater outlets as well as helping residents when they see excess water on a yard that needs to drain. Sioux County Engineer Doug Julius is alerting motorists that some county roads have yet washed out, so those needing to drive have to use extra caution and be vigilant as they drive, especially if it gets dark. Elsewhere in the news, a new report says Iowa farmland values fell 2.7% over the past year, in part because of trade disputes. The Iowa chapter of the Realtors Land Institute said the decline occurred despite federal government's trade bailout program, limited land and higher yields in some parts of Iowa. The Des Moines Register reports the statewide average was nearly $6,800 an acre. The institute says trade wars with China, Canada, Mexico, and other countries tugged on farmland values, especially last fall, as did tightening cash for operations and higher interest rates. Well, about 10:40 a.m. on Wednesday, a delivery truck exited the roadway of Highway 6 and entered the south side of the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, Southwest Iowa Transit Agency offices in Atlantic. No one was in the truck or offices were injured, I should say, and significant damage was done to two offices. The offices remained open with reduced staff. The SWPCO and SWTA business may experience interruptions in internet and telephone services in the next few days, and customers should contact their offices at 800-842-8065 or 712-243-4196. The Creston Police Department reports two arrests. Early today, 27-year-old Richie Rodriguez of Creston was arrested for driving while license under suspension. He was being held at the Union County Jail on bond. And on Wednesday, 42-year-old Jeremiah Lee David Parcher of Creston was arrested for driving while license under suspension. He was released on bond. A resident of the 100 block of West Montgomery Street in Creston reported to police that her 2008 Saturn View was broken into overnight. Items taken included registration, insurance, and other miscellaneous paperwork. The loss was estimated at $100. A Shelby County man wanted on a first-degree premeditated murder charge in Pottawatomie County was transported Tuesday morning from the Polk County Jail to the Pott County Jail. Police in Des Moines last Friday arrested 20-year-old Nicholas Hainer of Harlan on a Pott County warrant for suspicion of first-degree murder. Hainer was wanted in connection with the death in January of 38-year-old Adam Angroth, whose body was found in Angroth's Council Bluffs apartment. Hainer remains in the Pott County Jail without bond. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 27-year-old Samantha Sue Worley of Atlantic was arrested Wednesday morning on felony charges in Neola after a deputy on patrol around 2:15 a.m. was dispatched to the Neola come-and-go store for a female sitting at the gas pumps in a dark-colored car. Worley was later arrested for theft in the second degree, possession of a stolen vehicle, and possession of a controlled substance inside a correctional facility. Her bond was set at $10,000. A special state audit for a Shelby County agency has identified more than $59,000 in improper disbursements. The audit report released Wednesday said the audit was requested because of concerns regarding payments for overtime, compensatory time, and vacation to county emergency management agency employees. The audit covered July 1st, 2013 to September 20th, 2017. The report says more than $41,000 for paid leave was improperly disbursed for four county employees, primarily for compensatory time. More than $13,000 was improperly disbursed for an employee shared with Audubon County. And the report says nearly $1,600 was given to three Shelby County employees and not adequately documented to determine whether the money spent was appropriate for county operations. The report includes recommendations to strengthen the county's internal controls and overall operations. That is a check of our news on KJAM. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.